Blog Talk Radio. feel like giving up. You feel like nobody understands. But the devil is alive. God is right there. And he's been there all the time. Lift your hands. I break the spirit of depression off of you. In Jesus' name. On you, let me tell you why. He's able.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is able. Hallelujah. The God we serve is able, people of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. Hallelujah. I believe God is able. I know God is able. Hallelujah. And the God that's in me is able as well. Hallelujah. I thank God for today. Welcome you, you, and you. Hallelujah. In my absence last week, I thank God for Bishop Butler, who took over for me. Hallelujah. I had my graduation. I thank God for allowing me to get through. My God, he's worthy. Hallelujah. And I tell you, it's so amazing the things that God would allow you to succeed in such a time in your life. Hallelujah. I never thought at 50 I would be pursuing a degree and then pursuing another degree and then another degree. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for what he's doing and how he's moving and the things that he's showing, the way that he's elevating. Hallelujah. And I know that he's able. Hallelujah. He's able to just do everything that we could even imagine him to do. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Hallelujah. So I thank God today for allowing me to be on the show to come and share a word with you. Hallelujah. And I thank God for you tuning in to MCI Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Where we give the word of God. Hallelujah. On a constant basis. In a time such as this, this is what we need to be seeking, people of God. The word of God. We need a word as much as we can. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, on Monday nights, we have Keeping It Real McNeil at 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, MCI Blog Talk Radio. We have Bishop Thurman A. Butler of Undisputed Truth on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. We have Amy, myself, Weekly Word Workout with Lady T on Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. Then Friday, we have even more word. We have Fresh Fire Friday with Pastor McNeil at 6 p.m. And then we move on to Sunday. Hallelujah. Sunday morning at 9 a.m., we have the one and only Apostle Carolyn McNeil. She brings that word on Sunday mornings. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, people of God, if you're looking for a word, you're in the right place, because it's always a word from the Lord on this line. It's always a word from the Lord given to his people. Hallelujah. Like Bishop said, these are champions on this line. He's building champions. And if it's in the word, it's undisputed. Hallelujah. So I thank God for this opportunity. People of God, if you would just bow your heads with me. Just go into a little prayer that opens us up for God. Hallelujah, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lord, it's your humble servant coming before you again, God. Hallelujah. Asking you for nothing, but thanking you for everything, God. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. There's nothing else that you have given. You have given us so much to be thankful for. Lord, we thank you for our children. We thank you for the blood shed on Calvary. Father God, we just thank you for all that you're doing and how you're doing. Father, I ask you, Lord, hide me behind the shadow of your cross, Father. None of me and all of you, Father God. Let this word go forth so it can reach sinners, backsliders, anyone, hallelujah, that's listening that may need a word from God. Father God, let your word go out and do what it's supposed to do. Father God, let the word from your Bible Come out to me. Jump out. Come out plain and clear. Use me, Holy Spirit, for what you have called me for, the time such as this. No fears, no anxieties, no worries. Strictly the Holy Spirit. Father God, I ask that you would open up the minds and the hearts of your people. Not only did they hear this word, but they received what thus said the Lord. Father God, and I thank you today. I bless your name because you alone are worthy and you alone is God. And Lord, besides you, there is no other. So God, I thank you today and I bless you. And in all that we do, Father, we will be also careful to give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' holy name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. People of God, if all those have their Bibles or if you have your cell phone, your tablet, whatever, I want you to turn to me to the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. We're going to come out of, well, we're going to be reading from, Matthew chapter 15, starting at verse 1 down through verse 28. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and she worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. He answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. As her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Hallelujah. If I could draw a thought for this particular passage and to subject this passage, I would come out of verse 27. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. And if I could entitle this particular passage, I would say, the crumbs will do. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. I'll say that one more time for those that might didn't catch it, might have went over your head, might didn't even understand it. But the title of this particular passage is The Crumbs Will Do. Now, it shows us, starting in passage 1 and 2, in passage 21 and 22, Jesus is traveling, and out of nowhere comes a desperate sister or a desperate woman. I know she is desperate because of the simplicity of her prayers. See, whenever you need God to do something like yesterday, you don't have time for no long, drawn-out prayer. Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. Now, people of God, notice her prayer. Her prayer is not for a car. Her prayer is not for clothes. Her prayer is not for money. Her prayer is for Jesus to have mercy on her. Now, what amazes me is that the problem is with her daughter, but she is asking God to have mercy. The problem is with her child. Her child is tripping, or her child is not acting right. Her child done dropped out of school or has an unwanted pregnancy. Her child is on drugs. But yet, the woman is asking for mercy on her. See, the problem, the chaos, the situation is with her child, but yet she's asking Jesus to have mercy on her, which, people of God, implies that the woman may be blaming herself for her child's condition. Perhaps she said, if I was a better mother, my child would be acting like this. Perhaps she said, if I was a better wife, my husband would not have left me. Perhaps if I was a better employee, I would not have lost my job. But it doesn't matter, people of God, how good you are. It doesn't matter how wonderful you are. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Hallelujah. She has a child that is not doing right. It's not your child that's not doing right. Maybe it's someone in your home that may not be treating you right. Or maybe it's someone on your job that's not doing right by you. I'm laughing in your face, but stabbing you behind your back because they don't understand you got the job by the grace of God. Maybe it's not your child. Maybe it's not your home. Maybe it's not your job. Maybe it's your church. Hallelujah. That's not doing you right. Laughing and smiling in your face, but as soon as you break out with a praise, they say it don't take all of that. Now, the reason why they say it don't take all of that is because they don't know what the Lord has brought you from or brought you through. Because if they understood what the Lord had brought me over and the Lord had brought me through, it takes all of that and some more. If he picks you up and turns you around and place your feet on solid ground, the least you ought to do is tell someone that's near you or around you that they need to slide over some, because you got to praise and you got to get it out. See, sometimes, people of God, people don't understand the things that God has brought you out of, or the situations that God has allowed you to come through, or the things that God has taken away from you or given to you. They don't understand that sometimes God will take things away just to multiply you. Sometimes God will draw you away just to add to you. See, people don't understand your praise because they don't understand exactly what you have went through or what you are going through. Hallelujah. So sometimes when people look at you and you're getting your praise in and they are saying, you know, it don't take all of that. That ain't going to move God. But if you got a praise like I got a praise, if you got some situations like I've had situations that God has brought you out of, hey, you need to tell somebody, slide over some. Because you got to praise and you got to get out. Some may even say, it's not my child. It's not my home. It's not my job. It's not my church. The problem is me. Sometimes, people of God, our worst enemy or our biggest problem is the person you're looking at in the mirror. Progress is just you. That's why you ought to thank God for mercy this evening. Hallelujah. This woman said, Lord, have mercy on me. See, this shout ain't for the Mercedes. This shout ain't for the money, not for the house. This shout is for his mercy. And see, the reason why you need to thank God for mercy is because we've been in places that we shouldn't have been. We've done things that we shouldn't have done, but God still showed us mercy. See, if you can't shout for mercy, then you would never be able to praise him for grace. But I know that someone on this line is singing, this shout is for grace and for mercy. Hallelujah. She said to him, Jesus, Lord, have mercy on me. Understanding, hallelujah, that mercy is what woke us up this morning. And grace is what started us on our way. Mercy is what put clapping in our hands. And grace put stomping in our feet. So you need to look in the mirror and say, this here shout is for God's mercy. Hallelujah. Things that we don't even deserve mercy for. Unmerited grace. Things that we don't even deserve. He has shown us mercy. Hallelujah. should have been dead, lying in my grave, lost my mind. I thank God for his mercy. Hallelujah. She said, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is tripping. My daughter is not acting right. My daughter is not doing right. She comes to Jesus out of desperation. And see, I know she's desperate, people of God, because she didn't come with no long, drawn-out prayer. See, whenever you're between the devil and high water, you don't need a 15, 20-minute prayer. You just need to get straight to the point. And she said, Jesus. Now she said, my son of David, and have mercy on me. Even in her desperate situation, Jesus seemed to be disinterested. Even though this woman is coming to him and pleading, and Lord, have mercy on me, my daughter, she's grievously vexed. My daughter, hallelujah, she has demons possessed severely. She has things that's going on with her, and she's going through something, and I need you to have mercy on me. I need you to help me with this situation. God, I know that only you can do this. Father God, I'm coming to you because, oh Lord, I know who you are. And he did not answer a word. Verse 23 tells us, but he answered not. Even in her desperation, Jesus seemed disinterested. He answered her not. Not a single word. Zip, zero, nada. You know what? See, that bothered me when I was reading that particular scripture. And you know why it bothered me? It's because I know who he is. And John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. How is it, people of God, that he that is the Word don't have a word for my situation? How is it that everybody has a word for their life, or a word for what's going on with them, or a word that's coming from God? But I don't hear a word. I have money, but I still have a word. I can make it if I don't have food, but I still have a word. See, I can make it if I don't have a car, but I still have a word. I can make it if I even don't have a home, but I still have a word. What do you do if you don't have money, car, home, or a word? Then God showed me something in my spirit. You know, sometimes, you know, we have to understand that when God is not answering us, we just got to be still, God worship, and keep loving God. And just because he's not answering, he gave me the scenario again of, and I used it before, of the GPS system. Hallelujah. When you're going in the right direction, or when you're doing the right thing, or you're in the right area where you should be, the GPS doesn't say anything. Hallelujah. It just keeps going. As long as you're headed in the right direction, it doesn't say anything. It's only when you veer off. When you veer off to the left or to the right, and then it gives you a nudge and said, we need to rerouting. You have taken a wrong turn, rerouting. Hallelujah. See, sometimes when God is quiet and you can't hear him, hallelujah, he's still moving and he's still working on your behalf. Hallelujah. And as long as you're working and doing the right thing and trying to be as much as you can be in him and doing what God has called you to do, then you may not hear him. You just be still and keep doing what you do. Hallelujah. And if something happened and you veer off, then God will nudge you a little bit more. He'll reroute you into that direction in which you should go. So people have got to understand that sometimes when you don't hear anything, doesn't mean that he's not working on that thing. Hallelujah. But I still ask myself, in this passage, why would Jesus not answer this desperate woman? He answers her not a word. She's desperate. She's crying out. She needs to something from him. She needs his help, and she knows that he has the answer and that he is the only person that can do what she needs him to do. But he answers her not to me, that he's not answering her because he's not moved by desperation. Ha rabo shata. He's not moved by desperation. I know some of you may be wondering, saying, what are you saying, Lady T? What do you mean that he's not moved by desperation? So let me explain. God showed me that sometimes in our desperate or our desperation, we make deadly decisions. He showed me that sometimes that when we're desperate, we're asked for things, hallelujah, that we really don't need. See, I'm so glad that in my desperate times, he didn't give me what I asked for, because everything I asked for may have been good to me, but not good for me. See, I just need a few people to understand, or a few people to give a shout and thank God, not for the doors that he opened, but for the doors that he shut. See, I want a few people to give God a shout, not for the yeses, but for his noes. But see, God knows situations that's not good for us. He knows what we need and how we need it. Sometimes we may ask him for things out of desperation, and we're not even understanding that it's not something that we need in our life. It's just something that we want. I want to thank God for not answering the things that I asked him for in desperation. Some of us, in fact, thank God for not letting us marry some unfit person. Some of us want to thank God for not letting us get into that home that we would have been in debt for the rest of our lives. Some of us thank God for not giving us that job that we would have felt like we was in bondage or in slavery to. So because it might have been good to you, it may not have been good for you. So this shout is not for the yes of God. It's for the no. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't understand why God shut a door, or why God don't let things happen, or why God moved on a certain way. Hallelujah. But we have to understand that we don't lean not on our own understanding, but we acknowledge him in all our ways, and he would direct our path. We have to understand that he knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. Hallelujah. And it's all good things that he had for us. So some of the things that we may want in our lives, hallelujah, may be good to us, but not good for us. Hallelujah. So God, or Jesus, he didn't answer her not a word. Hallelujah. So the Bible goes on to say, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. This is another part of it that kind of had me a little baffled. Because after this desperate woman dealt with this interested Savior, now she has to deal with some diluted saints. Hallelujah. See, the reason why this was kind of baffling to me, because they said to Jesus, they said, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But as I read prior to, I'm looking at verse 22. It says that this woman cried out, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. She didn't say, have mercy on me, disciples. She didn't say, have mercy on me, church folk. She didn't say, have mercy on me, apostle or bishop. She didn't come to the deacons or the church board. She came to Jesus. So how is they saying that she's bothering them when she only came to Jesus? She's crying out after them. She's crying out after Jesus. Hallelujah. So I want to tell you saints a little secret how they are. Your praise ain't nothing until it's bothering somebody. Hallelujah.
Your praise ain't nothing until it bothers somebody. Hallelujah. So I want you to get in church when you go. I want you to look at your neighbor and make sure that when you're giving God a praise, that it's bothering them. You got to understand that your praise has to be so loud and so real that those that are really not praising God, it's going to start to bother them. Those that are not praising God, it's going to get an epiphany. Hallelujah. Your praise is nothing until it bothers somebody.
These disciples came to him saying, send her away. And you see, they came to Jesus saying, Jesus, send her away, for she crieth after us.
See, if she was talking directly to them, then they could have just sent her away. But she said, oh, Lord, thy son of David. So how is she crying after them? Hallelujah. People of God, we have to understand that we as church, sometimes we want to subdue people's praises, or we want to subdue what they're doing for God, or we want to make them feel like, hey, you're doing too much, or you need to calm it down. Hallelujah. But you have to understand that God dwells in the midst of our praises. Hallelujah. She was crying out to him. She was praising him. She knew that he had the answer to what she needed. She knew that the portal could be opened through her praise, through her cry. And yet the saints of God told him to send her away, for she crieth after us.
Hallelujah. People of God, we have to be careful. We have to be careful with the hurt people and those people that are looking. I understand that this was a Canaanite woman. Hallelujah. It's really surprising that she even asked them to even help her. It's because the Canaanites and the Jews, they were enemies. They did not come to an agreement on religion and beliefs and things like that. So it had to take a lot for this woman to even come to Jesus. But she knew that he had the answer. People of God, we have to understand that when somebody is crying out to God and when they're coming to Jesus, it doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter what their previous life was. It doesn't matter how much they're crying out. It doesn't matter how loud their praises is. We have to understand that we have to be right there. Hallelujah. In the midst of the praises. Hallelujah. Because God is right there. So the disciples, they said, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Hallelujah. See, he answered her with a no-nonsense answer. An answer that didn't really make sense. She's a Canaanite woman. She never went to the women's conferences. She never went to theology school or the school of divinity. Hallelujah. She just know that he's God and he can do what she needs him to do. Hallelujah. And he's coming to her with an answer saying, look, dear, I'm not here for you. Hallelujah. I'm here for mine. I'm here for the people that I'm assigned to, that I'm supposed to see. I'm here for my people. Hallelujah. So she, this woman who was just basically denied, God just told her, no, I'm not here for you. He basically refuses her. Hallelujah. She didn't let that refusal offend her. She didn't get offended by what he said, that he couldn't help her. He's there for a certain group of people. What she did in verse 25, they said, then she came and worshiped him. Father, other than you, God. Lord, you're so wonderful, and you're so worthy. Hallelujah. I use my Holy Ghost imagination, seeing the woman of God bowing down at his feet. Hallelujah. Praising him, giving him honor, worthiness, just showing him who she know that he is. Lord, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, God. I praise your name. There's none like you, Lord. Lord, I just give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praises, God. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. You're holy. Then after she worshiped him, then she tagged on her request. She worshiped him and saying, Lord, help me. So she gave God the word, Lord Jesus, the worship. She was down and praising him and worshiping him and honoring him and just glorifying who he is and knowing, letting him know that I know who you are. I know who you came for. I know who I am. And I know that this is just totally out of character. I know I'm not supposed to come to you. But, Lord, I'm not leaving until I get what I need. Hallelujah. I need you to help me, Lord. I need you to look at my situation. And I need you to give me something, hallelujah. I need you to give me understanding on what's going on. Better yet, I need you to heal her, God. I need you to take whatever it is in her that's vexed, and I need you to know that you have the power. It lies in you to get rid of these demons, to get rid of these devils. Lord, can you help me? But Jesus answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. See, people of God, I don't have a problem with his answer. The only thing that gets me is her tithe. After she done rolled on the floor in worship and cried out, after she has laid down and snot before him, after she has been prostrate before him, he gave her the answer after worship. Now, this was an answer pre-worship. Understandable. But this answer was given after worship. Hallelujah. So I was like, oh, God, I mean, why, you know, this woman just went down and she worshiped him, and we understand who she is, God, but you know who you are, and we know who you are. You're healing, Father, and we know that you can do all things, and we just try to understand. I'm reading and trying to understand. And then God shows you he cannot. People of God, why would he give her that answer after she had worshiped him? He said to her, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Hallelujah. Now, this is the answer that he gave after she has worshiped and praised and honored him. And I said, well, God, why? Hallelujah. I can't be manipulated by worship. Hallelujah, God. Please, people of God, don't hang up the phone. Don't leave the line, because I'm telling you, people of God, we have to understand that we can't just worship him and wave a magic wand and think that God is going to give us everything that we ask. See, we have to worship God in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we find ourselves worshiping God because we need him to do something. We find ourselves worshiping God because we want mountains to be moved. We found ourselves worshiping God because we need something from him. Our worship, and when we come to God, we got to worship him whether he do nothing else for us for the rest of our lives. We have to worship him whether we can move forward or we stay stagnated. Our worship to God must be in spirit and in truth. So come to me, those that are worshiping him, to ask him to give them something. Come to me, and those that don't understand that worship has to be for real. Come to me, those that don't understand that worship is a portal that opens up where you can actually tag on what you need from God. Hallelujah. We have to understand that worship is made for, see, everything that has breath is said to praise the Lord. But when you worship him, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. Time out for worshiping God when you want him to do something. Do you worship him just because he's God? Do you worship him just because he woke you up this morning? Do you worship him because he found fit to bless you with children that are his, but he said you was worthy enough to nurture them? Do you worship him because he shed blood on Calvary? Hallelujah. Do you worship him because he saved sinners like you and I? Do you worship him because it's true love that comes from your heart? Hallelujah. God is saying in this text that I can't be manipulated by worship and truth. Hallelujah. The woman, when Jesus said this to her, the woman said in verse 27, he said, truth, Lord. She said, truth. She said, yeah, you're right, God. You're absolutely right, Lord. That is so true. Hallelujah. Yet, the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from master's table. Hallelujah. The woman told Jesus, he said, yes, what you're saying is true. I know I'm not even worthy, hallelujah, of the bread that you're giving. I know that I'm not even worthy of the word that you're giving. I'm not even worthy of the spirit that you have. I'm not even worthy of all the miracles and things that you have and can do. I'm not even worthy. She said, but a crumb will do. He said, Jesus, if I could just get a crumb, if I could just get a piece, if you could just speak the word, one word, I know that she would be healed. Father, I just need a little something from you. I don't need the whole loaf of bread. I don't need all of it. Hallelujah. I just need a crumb. Hallelujah. Just a little bit. Hallelujah. See, we have to understand, see, some of us would have been offended. Some of us would have been offended for us to have been rejected because this is not for you. Some of us would have been left with our mad tempers and all upset. This woman refuses. She refuses to be upset. She refuses to let those answers get into what in between what she knows Jesus can do for her. Hallelujah. She said, I understand. I don't have a problem with your answer. It's from you. It's a crumb. She said a crumb would do. People of God, we have to understand that all God has to do is breathe on that situation and bring life to it. All he has to do is speak a word on our situation to bring life to it. But we have some things that we have to do as well. Hallelujah. We have to understand that this is a covenant that we have for God. Hallelujah. And she's saying to him, look, I know who I am. I know I don't deserve this, but I also know that who you are. And if I could just get a crumb, if I could just get a little piece, if you could just speak a word, if you could just blow on the situation, then I know it will be final. It will be done. It will be finished. Hallelujah. She said, I know, God, hallelujah, that this is all I need. A crumb will be suffice. A crumb will be enough. People of God, we have to understand that a crumb is all we need sometimes from God. All we need is to get a crumb, just to blow on the situation. But see, what happens with us, we want the whole cake, hallelujah. We don't understand that it don't take a lot for God to move on our situation. We don't understand that it don't take much for God to move on what we're doing. We don't take much for God to move that mountain out of our way. It don't take but a crumb for God to do something. It don't take but a one word, hallelujah, for him to build that dynasty. It don't take but one blow for life to come back into us, into our situation. The woman said, truth, Lord, you're right what you're saying, but all I need is a crumb. I don't need the whole bread. I know that's meant for your children, but if you just give me a little piece, I'll take that back. I'll give it to my child, and she will. Word over in this situation of ours. That word is a crumb. God is speaking over our marriages today. God is speaking over our children today. God is speaking over our homes today. God is speaking over our lives today. God is speaking over our situations. God is speaking over our job. Hallelujah. We just have to be like the Canaanite woman, and we have to understand that it only takes a crumb. It don't take a whole loaf for God to move on our situation. God, I just need you to breathe. I just need you to speak one word. I don't need a whole sentence. Just one word will bring life into the situation. This is a woman who didn't even know God or wasn't a part of the covenant because she knew Jesus, because she knew what he could do. She'd heard of his miracles. Hallelujah. But she wasn't a part of what Jesus was doing in that time. She was a Canaanite. Hallelujah. She was the enemy. Hallelujah. But yet the enemy also comes to his senses. People who don't know God or don't understand
Hallelujah. People of God, we have to understand that we are the bread of life. We are the walking disciples for God nowadays. We can't turn away or look at someone based on situations. Hallelujah. God bless the Canaanite. Very clear. I'm not here for you. Hallelujah. But she was blessed anyway. Verse 28 tells us, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. He blessed her anyway. Not because he decided, okay, well, I got enough bread, I can give her a little bit. Or it's enough for everybody. It's enough to go around. No, he blessed her because of her faith that he is and that he could do what he said he could do. Jesus told her, be it unto thee, even in thy wilt. Hey, look, whatever you're asking for, what your will is, this is what I'm going to do for you. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Hallelujah. People of God, this pastor is saying God does not move or Jesus is not moving far based on desperation. We cannot move him with manipulation. Hallelujah. But he will move based on your faith. He say he is and that he can do what he says he can do. Based on his word, he will move. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important to come on. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. Faith is substance of things. Hope for the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. She couldn't see the outcome, but she knew it could happen. Hallelujah. She knew she didn't have to have a whole loaf. I didn't need much from you. All I need is a crumb. A crumb will do. Hallelujah. People of God, it's time for us to start understanding how God is moving and what he's doing. This is a faith walk. This is a believe in God on what he says walk. Hallelujah. We have to understand that God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son to whoever believeth in him. Hallelujah. Now, people of God, once we get our faith down pat, once we start hearing the word, it elevates from there. We can't continue to be babes in Christ. We have to elevate and move higher. God is asking and doing bigger things in our lives. We cannot stay babes forever. Hallelujah. Elevation time. Hallelujah. But Jesus told the woman, he said, because of your faith. Hallelujah. O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that and a willing God. It is not his will that any man should perish, but everyone should have everlasting life. People of God, we have to understand that a crumb will do. Hallelujah. I thank you for tuning in tonight with our word, understanding that a crumb will do. All we need is a word from God. It could change our entire lives. People of God, come on the line. Hear a word. Stay in God's face. Let him talk to you. Let him speak to you. Understand exactly what he's saying and have faith and know that he is who he is and he can do what he said he can do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the word that you have brought forth today, Father. We thank you for how you're moving in our lives and what you're doing. God, I bless you today. I bless you for your mighty word, your anointing. Father, I hope that the words that came out of my mouth was pleasing unto you. God, I thank you for using me right now to speak to your people. Hallelujah. God said in this very hour, some changes are being made in your life.
You just have to believe and know and receive. He said, in this very hour, some things are being moved out of your situation. In this very hour, he's showing you some things, and he's going to allow you to see some things that's going to help you catapult forward. This very hour, he may take away just to add to. This very hour, he may divide just to multiply. This very hour, he's going to put some things in place where you can move forward. This very hour, he's doing what needs to be doing. I don't know who he's talking to, but this very hour, I'm being moved. I'm being worked on. I'm being done on your behalf. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we love you. And in all that we do, we'll give you all the honor, praise, and all the glory, because you're moving in this very hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. People of God, don't forget, we got a mighty word on this line every Monday with Pastor McNeil, Tuesday with Bishop Butler, Wednesday, Lady T, Friday, Pastor McNeil, and Sunday, 9 a.m. with Apostle McNeil. Man, I'm telling you, if it's in the word, it's undisputed. Come get your word right now today. In Jesus' name. God bless. I love you. Everyone have a wonderful night. Amen.